So I would say probably not. I mean, you know, we never know. So here's the thing about sensations, feelings, emotion, all of it, you know, tightness, anxiety. Like, let's say you sit down to do any of these meditation practices and you're having a good day, you know, everything seems good. You're excited to meditate. You sit down, you carve out your space, you start. And then in a few minutes, suddenly all this anxiety comes up in your meditation. You just start to feel very tense. And then it triggers your mind and you start thinking, oh, I wonder if I'm doing something wrong. And, you know, a whole reaction happens. What does it mean? What does it mean? You don't know. You don't really know what it means. We don't really know. I mean, sometimes we know, you know, you might realize, oh, like you might look and go, oh, you know why I suddenly had that reaction? Because I remembered this thing that happened at work today that didn't get resolved and it kind of triggered me and now I'm full of anxiety about it. Like it might be that you can see what caused it. But very often, particularly in meditation, strong feeling, sensation, et cetera, that come up, we don't really know why they're there. So we can't, and we can't really know, particularly in the moment. So it's best to not try to know whether you did something wrong or not. But most of the time, probably not, because the practices are pretty simple. The instructions are pretty straightforward. Doing them wrong probably won't cause any adverse reaction. They're just not the kind of practice. So more likely when there's some kind of reaction like this that comes up, what's more likely is that it's somehow being triggered by doing the practice. Like I just said, you know, the practices can be disorienting. They can bring up fear of losing control. I mean, literally just the simplicity of this whole month's theme, which is, okay, we spend our lives with our attention focused on objects. Now we're going to see if in meditation we can take our attention off of the objects and onto the subject. That's like the simple thesis of this entire month. Like the simple act of taking your attention off of someplace it always is can bring up a lot of feelings. It can trigger sensation, you know, it can trigger a reaction. Why? Because your attention's always been here and now suddenly you remove it. Like, think about it like breaking an addiction. Let's say somebody's been, you know, it happens a lot. We have a big opioid crisis in our country because of there was a lot of overprescription and people taking pain meds. And then you've been taking this pain medication for a certain amount of time and grown fully dependent on it. And now you stop taking it and the body violently reacts and brings all kinds of anxiety and physical pain and discomfort. And that's why people go and take the drug again to relieve it. Now, breaking, you know, in a sense, we're breaking our addiction to objects. We're breaking our addiction to the mind. We're breaking our addiction to being identified with our feelings. And I don't mean addiction with any, you know, negative, like you shouldn't be addicted to your mind or anything like that. Like this is the human condition. This is how we are. But the point is, you know, we're breaking a dependency on something. We're breaking free from a habit. You know, we're breaking free from a habitual way of placing our attention. And this will can bring up all kinds of things at any given moment. You might be having a great meditation for 20 minutes. And then in the last little bit, you suddenly experience all this tension and fear or, you know, concern or worry. And, you know, it might be caused by the fact that your meditation was going really great and you actually went somewhere and opened up to something that now is frightening to another part of you. So, but again, whenever strong feelings or sensations like this arise in meditation, the best kind of remedy or the best way to relate to it is to not know anything about it, not make any meaning out of it. Just be like, wow, a lot of strong feelings. I don't know. I don't know why. It's just happening. But that can take something from us. So, I mean, you know, it can be challenging to not know. So I encourage you to work with that. Thank you.